In the late stage of the Cold War on June 12, 1987, President Ronald Reagan stood at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin near the Berlin Wall. This wall did more than split East and West Berlin physically. It also made the growing gap between the standards of living in the Soviet Union and the United States very easy to see. People on the eastern side had a vastly different life than people just meters away on the west side. On that fateful day, President Reagan directly addressed Mikhail Gorbachev. His message was straightforward, cutting through the political jargon. "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." He meant it physically, as well as philosophically. His challenge was controversial, if not scandalous, for diplomats, intellectuals, and the media. But it was inspiring to the people of East Berlin. They felt the increasingly contrasted lives of the Soviet Union and the American people. And what about the contrasts that exist today? Not between the United States and Russia, but the United States and Canada. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 19th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Fast forward to today, and while the contexts have vastly changed and the situation obviously completely incomparable in terms of scope, the principle of confronting significant divides in standards of living remain relevant. Currently, Canada faces its own wall, not of concrete, but of economic disparities that have widened over time when compared to our neighbor, the United States. In 1981, per capita GDP in Canada was 91% of our American cousins. Last year, it was down to 73%. Just as Reagan called on Gorbachev to tear down this wall, there's a growing call for action within Canada to address the diverging economic paths we and the United States are on. As a first small step towards bridging that gap, we are saying, Mr. Macklem, tear down these rates. There are many reasons to do so, and few reasons not to. The fight against inflation is one. The Consumer Price Index for February came in only modestly higher on a month-over-month basis at 0.3%. Inflation came in lower than the January print and much lower than the 3.1 expected on a year-over-year basis. We're down to 2.8% inflation year-over-year. The lower inflation gave the Bank of Canada some breathing room on the path for rate cuts. At 0.3% month-over-month, inflation continues along its lower path to normalization, especially considering how much lower that consensus expectation it was. Such a surprise is sure to force a rethink of the potential for rate cuts by investors. The question is whether the much lower inflation is an anomaly or a trend. Given the recent Canadian economic data, a trend is more likely. Using the current 12-month average as our starting point, that would suggest a continued and gradual easing of inflation towards 2% on a year-over-year basis by midsummer, which is right in the middle of the Bank of Canada's target. If the Bank of Canada chooses to follow the same philosophy as what U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Powell laid out last fall, it will start to ease monetary policy ahead of reaching its target for risk of overshooting inflation to the downside. That would suggest the first cut comes ahead of the July meeting, with potentially a cut in April still solidly on the table. Nonetheless, with moderating economic growth, the potential for a rate cut by the Bank of Canada continues to be sooner rather than later. While the labor market remains healthy, albeit trending in the wrong direction in the last few months, the lackluster economic growth would support an easing of monetary conditions. This is in stark contrast to the United States, where inflation appears to be sticky at the 3% level and economic growth much healthier than what we have here. And it also suggests that the Bank of Canada may be the first central bank out of the two to cut rates. Now, this is likely to have a weakening effect on the loonie against the greenback as interest rates fall faster here than in the U.S. Economic growth and inflation are not on the same path in Canada as in the United States, so we shouldn't expect our monetary policy to be on the same path either. We continue to believe the greater risk lies in a potential policy mistake should the Bank of Canada hesitate on rate cuts and leave any potential for rate cuts later in the year as opposed to now, which we feel is prudent and justified. This is Philip Peterson, and you've been listening to Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.